I got the internet going nuts.
Look, I know that Simone Biles is the local Olympic hero because of the Houston ties. But I got to be real with you, man, as we go around the internet with the internet going nuts. Sha'Carri Richardson,
yeah.
Because she will correct you. It looks like Sha'Carri to me, and without like actually knowing her and mm-hmm. you know calling her by her name in person, I just go to Sha'Carri. But my bad, Miss Richardson. Sha'Carri Richardson is my Olympic hero right now, especially amongst the females.
A lot of people pulling for her.
I cannot wait to watch her, Lopez. Yeah. I cannot wait to watch her and all of the track and field.
Look, man, I've been all in. I just love the Olympics. That's no secret for decades. Today is one of the best days. Today and tomorrow is one of the best days ever. In fact, Sha'Carri Richardson already ran her prelim today with the semifinal tomorrow. This is what it sounded like.
First three in each heat move to the semifinals. Richardson was conservative at the start, but now she seizes control. Sha'Carri Richardson ahead of the pack. Job done in round one. Welcome to the Olympic Games, Sha'Carri Richardson.
A lot of people are pulling for her today. And I say it's one of the best days. Not only do you have track and field starting, this is me nerding out on the Olympics, but you got the 50-meter freestyle in swimming. That is one of the most intensely competitive, closest, toughest, trash-talkingest events in the Olympics everywhere, every year. I mean, think about some of the great swimmers. The 50, they breathe maybe twice.
Yeah, so...
Maybe twice.
I got to give it to you, man. Like, you're right about this.
Yeah.
It is absolutely super intense.
Mm-hmm.
Love it. And I'll credit...
They start slapping each other and talking trash. And
I don't know if it's just because of my age and, like, I'm coming of age at the time. When Michael Phelps is at the height of being Michael Phelps, I am becoming an adult at that time.
Yeah.
So I don't know if it's just that, but that's what Michael Phelps did for me. Was, like, before that, I thought, swimming... You know, like, I like to swim.
Oh, it's the best.
But I didn't think of it as, like, this premier event in my mind until then. And then, like, even post-Michael Phelps now,
yeah.
I'm able to appreciate all the things that you just mentioned 100%. I am here for it. Even though I'm mostly here for track and field,
yeah.
You are right about this.
The 50 free is.
Not only Michael Phelps, but Katie Ledecky.
Katie Ledecky.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
Oh, she looks like she is on a different planet.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it doesn't even look fair. It looks like there should be a handicap.
She swam 1,500 meters in 15 minutes.
Nobody else is, like, in the front. Where's everybody else?
They had to zoom out.
Who's she competing against?
They had to zoom out for her to show everybody.
It's like she's competing against herself.
Yeah.
Also, internet going nuts.
I got the internet going nuts.
Well, I was waiting. I was like, man, am I going to get my internet going nuts? Where is Paul?
My bad.
Well, no, don't leave me, Paul. Simone Biles. And look, I picked Sha'Carri over Simone just now. It's not like me to pick a Dallas girl over a Houston girl. So I apologize to the city. But Simone Biles, even though maybe not my favorite Olympian,
mm-hmm.
the GOAT nonetheless. Undeniable. You can't argue with you can hate or love, mm-hmm. but you can't argue with success. Greatness speak for itself.
Yeah.
Goats be the goats, whether you like it or not. And one thing about Simone Biles that you can't say, that you cannot accuse her of, is not being self-aware or not understanding that she's the GOAT,
mm-hmm.
cause she the GOAT and she know it.
Don't only have the gold medal around your neck, but there's also a goat.
Yeah.
Tell me about it.
It's a little ode. I mean, a lot of people love it. They always call me the GOAT, so I thought it would be really special if I got one made. And the haters hate it, so I love that even more. And it's just a special part of me
that I God,
have here,
I just,
as well as in the village, I have like a stuffed goat, just to get a reminder, like, you can go out there, you can do it, you've done it before, so let's go.
Oh, my God.
That's what makes it so good.
Oh, my God. She is the GOAT.
She's polarizing.
She is fantastic. Yeah. She is nails on a damn chalkboard to listen to, bro.
Oh, yeah. Well, a lot of gymnasts are.
Oh, but she's got the...
Yeah.
So, I cannot stand...
I know where you're going.
The the people who sing, who like have a singing type of cadence. You got girls that do it. You got guys that do it.
Yeah.
But I cannot stand that they don't like it and they hate it.
They
and
go
they,
up at the end. That's a very, very much a pet peeve.
Whoever,
are you going to finish that?
Man, I cannot stand that voice cadence.
You want to go? You want to go?
Ugh. Nails on a damn chalkboard, dog. Even though she's undeniable.
Oh,
she's
undeniable. Greatest. And I love that she embraces it. Ooh. It can be polarizing. It is polarizing. But she knows she has lovers and haters.
And the haters, they hate it. And haters. I love it. And I
yeah.
Please stop. Please don't talk like that.
So let's say she's inviting someone to go to the mall.
Hey, you want to go to the mall and go to Forever 21? Because we're going to go to the food court and I think we might eat some. Like, what? Like,
this is so
you
awesome.
Want to go to Banana Republic and then we go to Hollister and it. Stop it.
I love it. I love it.
I got the internet going nuts.
So we talked about this a little bit yesterday, Lopez. You and I are just in a different space of understanding exactly what is going on exactly with this polarizing topic in women's boxing. I'm going to sit here for the record and acknowledge that at least the Olympic committee, the Olympic body, the powers that be, if you will, have acknowledged that the women's boxer is eligible to compete with women. Okay. Mm-hmm. We were a little bit unclear on that because our point was yesterday, we ain't going to never reach the space.
My point was to me.
Yeah.
To me, my personal opinion,
well,
it looked bad.
Well, but the point is, like, we don't really get to fully have an opinion on this, on this part of it, on whether she's a woman or not. They say she a woman, she a woman. And I don't really want to get, like, political in it and, like, say, well, no, she ain't, and all of that. Like, I ain't doing that.
Yeah.
I was unclear on what she was.
Yeah.
And I'm being honest, I'm still unclear on some
how some of this stuff plays out. She's a woman. That's what the Olympics said.
But she failed some tests.
But she failed two gender tests because of XY chromosomes. So it's I'm sure it's very, very complicated. But the Olympics are saying she's a woman.
Yeah, but that's the thing. Since it's complicated, since it's not binary, if you will.
Yeah.
Dare I use a term to fit with this? Can we not say that she failed a gender test?
Oh, yeah.
Or can we not even, like, can we, like, totally recharacterize and all of that? Like, this thing got ugly real fast, but more than anything, it's confusing, man.
Yeah, it is.
I said this earlier when we brought this up. I ain't a bigot.
Yeah.
I just don't get it.
Yeah.
I'm lost. I'm confused.
It's very, very confusing. You hit the nail on the head.
I got the internet going nuts.
We should mention one last time. Skip Bayless Day, like you said.
Yeah.
It's the last one. You're going to miss him. I'll say this. I already miss him. It's been a while since I cared about what he... But I'm not going to pretend like I never cared about what Skip Bayless had to say.
Yeah.
Like I was never on the edge of my seat watching First Take. Like that show and Skip Bayless's role in it is not pioneering in our profession. It 100% absolutely is. But it's been a while since I cared about what Skip had to say, man.
Even if you scroll through now, though, part of you always wonders, I wonder what the hell Skip Bayless said. Like some texters were like, oh, Lopez, you know, no, that's B. Scott's right. It's been 10 years. I get it, you know, but he hasn't lost his fastball in terms of...
He's still got takes.
Yes.
No, he's still a hot take artist.
Instead of takes. And even if you're like, oh, man, I'm sick of that guy. I refuse to click on it. I refuse to give him the time of day. I don't watch it. When you see Skip Bayless said something scrolling through your timeline, part of you always goes, wonder what the hell he just said. He is legendary.
He is legendary. Yeah. He is one of the more notable hot take artists of all time. You can make the case that he is the most notable because of how it changed the game. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, man, I am interested to see what happens with FS1 programming because I think our guy, our personal friend, Nick Bright, is, I don't know exactly
how. He's their number one guy.
He's got to be.
He's their star.
And to the point, and this is not just because we know him personally, he has sort of taken that exactly what you just described as Skip.
Yeah, he can't scroll past it.
He's kind of taking that spot for me. It's maybe why I don't fully agree with you anymore, because Nick has ascended in a way.
Yeah.
And shout out to Nick
Even
and his ascension.
I mean, you and I, we can text him anytime we want. We can call him or whatever.
Yeah.
But if I see something Nick Wright said,
like, okay, what's Nick?
I'm like, well, what did he say?
What is he talking about? And the responses.
Yeah.
Because there is something to like wanting to see how people are like getting at your friend, because you're like, you know this person personally. Yeah. So like, you don't care, but other people are like incensed that he's got this take that, you know, it's not all that serious, guys.
Yes.
Calm down a little bit. That is the internet going nuts here on In the Loop.